Before you found the body, did you see or hear anything as you walked through the park?
No, I was just walking and then there he was, just lying there.
Describe him. How was he lying when you first saw him?
He was just lying there. He was like lying on his stomach on this, like, little slope in a bunch of leaves.
Dry leaves or wet leaves?
Wet.
You sure?
I think.
You think or you're guessing?
I don't really remember that part too well.
So why did you answer the question?
I'm not really sure.
From now on, you answer absolutely honestly, okay? If the accurate answer is I don't remember, then that's what you say, all right?
All right.
So, you see a body lying on the ground. Was there any blood?
I didn't see any right then.
What did you do as you approached the body?
I kind of called his name, like, Ben, you okay? Something like that.
So you recognized him right away?
Yeah.
How? I thought he was lying face down with his head at the bottom of a slope and you were looking down from above.
I guess I just recognized, like, his clothes and, you know, his look.
His look?
Yeah, like his appearance.
All you could see was the bottom of Ben's sneakers.
No, I could see more than that. You can just tell, you know.
All right. So you find the body and you say, Ben, what next?
Well, he didn't answer and he wasn't moving, so I figured he must be hurt pretty bad, so I kind of went down to him to see if he was okay.
Did you call for help?
No.
Why not? Did you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
So you find a victim of a bloody murder and you have a phone in your pocket, but it never occurs to you to call 911? Jonathan was careful to ask all his questions in a curious tone, as if he was just trying to figure the whole thing out. It was an interrogation, but not a hostile one. Not obviously hostile.
Do you know anything about first aid?
No, I just figured I should see if he was okay first.
Did it occur to you that a crime had occurred?
It occurred to me, I guess, but I wasn't totally sure. It could have been an accident, like if he just fell or something.
Fell on what? Why?
Nothing, I'm just saying.
So you had no reason to think he just fell?
No, you're twisting things. I'm just trying to understand, Jacob. Why didn't you call for help? Why didn't you call your father? He's a lawyer, he works for the DA. He would have known what to do. I don't know, I didn't think of it. It was kind of an emergency. I wasn't, like, prepared for it. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
Okay, what happened next?
I kind of went down the hill and I got down beside him.
Got down on your knees, you mean?
I guess so.
In the wet leaves?
I don't know, maybe I stayed standing.
You stayed standing. So you were looking down over him, right?
No, I don't really remember. When you say it like that, I think maybe I must have been down on a knee.